Welcome to Fundamentals of Early Literacy. I'm your host, Clarice Teresa. I'm a mother, educator, and an advocate for low-income children and families, and I'm going to give you up-to-date information on early literacy development. Now, you may ask, what is early literacy? It's what children know about reading and writing before they actually know how to read and write. Now, before the podcast ends, I will be doing a read aloud. I will actually be reading a book called There's a Wocket in My Pocket by Dr. Seuss. Now, reading aloud helps children learn and acquire those early language skills. It builds on word sound awareness and predicts reading success. Overall, it helps children appreciate books and the fun in reading. Now, as an educator, it is my belief that developing language and literary skills begins at birth. Now, this is done through sharing books, singing songs, and talking to one another. Let's begin. There's a Wocket in My Pocket by Dr. Seuss. Did you ever have the feeling there's a zap in the lamp? Oh, the nink in the sink, or was it in the closet? Sometimes I am quite certain there's a jerkin in the curtain. And when I hear a talk, I know it's a lock's behind the clock. And the zelp up on the shelf? I have talked to her myself. I like the zabel on the table and the gear beneath the chair. But the bofa on the sofa acts as if he doesn't care. I like the gilling on the ceiling and the zower in the shower. And the nuppets in the cupboards? I do not like them a lot. But the toothbrush on my toothbrush? Well, some are nice, but he is not. The yelps on the steps are always fun to have around. And so are many, many other friends that I have found. Like the teller and the kneller and the geller and the deller. And the beller and the weller and the zeller in the cellar. There's a yodel in the bottle, whom I do not wish to keep. But the zilla on my pillow always helps me fall asleep. The end. Thank you for joining my podcast. See you later.